and have bigger power.
That's it.
You just then you come along with the wagon load.
That's it. Or if you had horses on the farm, where were they usually kept inside?
They usually had a loft farm and stalls for bad weather where they'd go.
Stalls were just inside the main barn? Or?
Well, usually attached to it.
I see.
Usually they were fixed so that you could put the feed into the trough from the inside. Didn't have to go outside to feed the horse.
Talking about your hog pen, was that usually open or was there any kind of sort of shelter to it?
Usually they'd put a few boards or something up to kind of protect the hogs a little bit. And most of them floored those pens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were, maybe 10 or 12 inches above the ground. And they were slatted, but not big enough to where the hog get his foot through.
Right.
Say a half inch or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that droppings and fall on mm-hmm. through.
Well, what about a type of farm where cows are raised just for their milk and butter? You'd call that a
dairy
farm. Is there anything else you've used that word dairy for besides a...
Well, you'd refer to the cow, you know, as a dairy cow.
Or a dairy cow.
Or a beef cow. Or what if she was a beef type?
I see. Well, what about the plant where milk and milk products are produced? Would that ever be called a dairy?
Yes, that's
like Foremost or something like that.
Yeah.
Call that a dairy. Talking about your pasture, was that usually open or was it fenced in?
It's usually fenced. Now back before 1920, the pastures were open on the open then, but after that, they passed legislation where they had to fence.
Well, what kind of fences were usually put up around?
Well, back there early, they were rail fences.
What did those look like?
Well, they were the rails. When you put them up into a fence, they were made to lap and then form an angle, something like 90 degrees, something like that. Usually they'd put a pole at the bottom the first, and they'd try to get a post oak or white oak pole that they'd put for the bottom rail, and they'd use split rails.
What kept them together, you know?
It is the way they were lapped. See, they formed an angle like that.
Right angle?
If you go one rail to another that way, then you could have a kind of a zigzag deal, looking at it from this side. You'd have corners over here, and then looking at this side, you'd have corners.
I see. Well, nowadays, what are most of the fences around?
Most of them are wire. Good many of them are electric wire, electric fences.
What about the other types of wire fences that are used?